Florida Democratic Party Chairwoman Karen Thurman announced today plans for a mail-in voting process, but at the same time acknowledged that it may never come to fruition. Thurman says she first wants to hear from as many Democrats as possible in the next 24 hours before formally presenting the plan to candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You can write your response to the plan by going to fladems.com. Thurman says she will review those comments over the weekend. If the candidates and Florida Democratic leaders agree, she says a commission of respected and knowledgeable leaders will be appointed by her to oversee the vote. The plan also needs to be approved by the Democratic National Committee. Chris Griffin is a Tampa-based attorney who supports Hillary Clinton, but says he doesn't think a revote by mail is a good idea.
Chairman Dean has been saying from the get-go that the rules were established and they're going to be followed, and as much as I would like to see personally, as a Democrat, our votes counted at the convention, I'm also one who says that the rule of law means that when rules are made, they're followed. And I think the whole notion of doing a so-called do-over after the fact, and it changes the dynamic entirely when you know sort of what the result of the rest of the voting is in other parts of the country. It's why they don't let people vote the day after an election. It skews things in a way that I just don't think is proper, and I think it calls for more problems than it solves.
Hillary Clinton said on Wednesday that she prefers that the January 29th vote count. She won that vote by over 17 percentage points over Barack Obama. But the candidates treated that as a beauty contest in many ways by agreeing among themselves not to compete after the DNC stripped the state of its delegates for moving up its primary date. Clinton said her second choice would be a revote of some sort. Tampa Democrat political consultant Vic DiMaio is already suing the Democratic National Committee for throwing out Florida's delegates. He says he'll go to court again if the mail revote actually happens.
If they go through with this election, my attorney Michael Steinberg and myself are going to ask the court for an injunction to stop it.
On Wednesday, Florida Senate Minority Leader Stephen Geller said the mail revote may not be the greatest idea, but said he hadn't heard anything better yet.
To choose between two bad choices, I'll choose the one that is least objectionable.
House Minority Leader Dan Gelber was the first prominent Democrat to float the revote by mail proposal. He said yesterday there was no time to waste in trying to get this new election in Florida.
I don't think we can continue to argue about it, because if all we do is argue about it, any possible prospect of doing something that allows delegates to be seated is going to be gone.
Democratic leaders yesterday announced a poll done that showed that 59% of Democrats surveyed said they supported a revote by mail. But that doesn't impress Vic DiMaio, who argues that the votes from the January 29th primary election in Florida should be respected and counted. DiMaio goes before the U.S. Court of Appeals next Monday.
I understand they did a poll and said everybody's fine with it, but we're not. I mean, we feel like we already spent $25+ million of hard-earned taxpayer money to have an election on January 29th, and that's the one that really should count. And, you know, like I've said before, I'm sure the New England Patriots would love a do-over Super Bowl, but it's done with. It's over with.
Attorney Chris Griffin, who says any type of recognition of a legitimate vote does and would again favor Senator Clinton, his candidate, also says there could be legal challenges if the DNC approves a new vote.
Keep in mind that even though the primaries are party-related activities, if you will, they're conducted under Florida's election laws, and whatever those laws are at the time, they are going to control the party primary elections. And I'm not aware of any provision of the Florida election law that would permit that. Now, what she is suggesting is essentially a private vote run by and under the auspices of the party. That's a whole different thing. And I think if you do that, you are opening up an even larger can of worms in terms of its whatever controls you have on its reliability and so forth.